What's up, everybody? It's Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So excited to have you guys back. Last episode, I talked about identity shifts and how it's helping me in my life and about how we try to orchestrate these things inside of the lives of our customers and our businesses as well. Today's episode, I'm going to actually let you guys listen in behind the scenes of Kaylin Poland's presentation from Funnel Hacking Live a couple years ago, where she talked about the identity shifts that she creates for her customers. And if you wonder about why they're so successful on top of all the other amazing things they do, one of the biggest reasons is this. They are the best in the world at getting their women who come into their programs to have an identity shift. And what's crazy is I've had a chance to see this firsthand. Colette, my wife, had a, she got into Lady Boss, started buying her supplements and going through the things. And I watched my wife as she started taking on these identity shifts as well. And so it's been really fun to watch her and her growth. But it all comes back to Brandon and Kaylin orchestrating these things from the very beginning. And how they weave them into their community and what they're doing. And it's such a powerful lesson. So with that said, we're going to load up the theme song. And we come back, you guys have a chance to listen in behind the scenes of Kaylin Poland's presentation on the identity shift from Funnel Hacking Live. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
You guys are awesome. I love your energy. We're going to have some fun today. A couple more beards that I'm used to seeing in my audience, but... So, first of all, thank you, Russell, for letting me take over your stage today. That takes a brave man, a very brave man. And, you know, what's really cool about the things that I'm going to show you today is some real tactical things of how to have the identity shift for your customers to build the culture and the community that you want inside of your business. And I know it's funny when you hear that, you get like one woo, right? You're like, woo! Right, like one. But what I'm going to show you, you guys know a lot of the numbers. You've seen a lot of what we're doing. But this right here is the foundation to all of that. This identity shift here is what causes your customers to buy from you over and over and over again and love doing it. So are you guys ready to see that today? Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to tell you, because a lot of you see it now. You see the two Comma Club Awards. You see, you know, the award that we're getting later this week. And it's like, oh, yeah, like, it's easy for them or they've done it. But I just want to tell you, like, 3 years ago, I was sitting in your seat, like, at our very first event. When we first got ClickFunnels, it was so funny. We were transitioning out of our old business. And we were broke. And when I say broke, I mean, like, we didn't know if our card would go through at the grocery store broke. Missing car payments broke. So I just want to tell you that, what, 2.5 years ago, we were sitting in your seat and that this is possible. And the numbers I'm about to show you are possible for every one of you. But the first thing you have to do is do what Russell says. And the second thing you have to do is do what Kaylin says. Just kidding. That's just what I tell my husband. But anyways, with, you know, Brandon, I'm up here today, but, you know, Brandon's the one that runs, like, all the operations of Lady Boss. He's the one that makes everything happen. He herds me along. So all of this about funnels, like, he's the one that's done all of that. And so I'm the one that gets to stand up here for us today because I'm talking about culture and community, but I just want you all to know he's the one that runs the entire back end, all of the operations. He knew I would just steal the mic anyway, so he just let me do it. All right, so I just want to start out by saying that anybody can sell something once, right? Anyone can fire off a PDF or do a webinar and sell something once, but today I'm going to show you how to get your customers to buy from you over and over and over again, and they're excited for you to sell to them. How many of you guys want to know how to do that? Because here's the thing, is you can make a million on a webinar. You can throw PDFs at people and then run away like you never want to talk to them again. But what I'm going to show you today is how you build a real business and how you make a huge impact. And I can't wait to see all of you guys implement all this stuff, right? Because you guys are implementers, right? All right, let's do it. So here you go. The first thing you have to know is that these are customers. These aren't only your customers. These are real people, right? And it's your duty to continue to sell to them over and over and over again. And the reason why you're going to need to do all the things I'm getting ready to show you is because what happens if you don't sell to them? What happens if you don't resell them on you and your products? They go back to the old way, right? What happens if I wouldn't have resold Tamara on Lady Boss, right? She's lost 130 pounds now or something. It's crazy. But it's because I continue to resell her. So for me, it's the difference in life and death of my customer. If I don't resell them on Lady Boss, if I don't resell them on themselves, that's the difference between life and death. What is it for your customer, right? Is it cars being repoed because, you know, if they don't further their business, what happens? Is it their family not eating? Like, what's the repercussion of not following through on what you said you were going to do for them? Because anybody can sell something once, guys, but you always have to have in the forefront of your mind that these are real people and they're counting on you. And they've chosen to put, like, they have chose to choose you, so now you have to choose them back. There's a reason why we've helped 1.2 million women. There's a reason why all types of women are getting our brand tattooed on their bodies. There's a reason that our average supplement buyer stays 8 months. There's a reason why we go live with a new piece of apparel and it sells out in 18 minutes. There's a reason we convert 10% of every single email we collect into a customer. There's a reason, like literally right here, Chris Lang will tell you, like we eclipse any other email marketer. Like there's a reason why we get these open rates. There's a reason why we have 40,000 paid members in a community. Paid members in a paid community. There's a reason why we have 1.2 million unique engagements in that paid group each month. There's a reason why 50% of them are active in this community every single day. Did you guys hear that? Like every single day. What if you were having a conversation with your customers every single day and they were getting value from you every single day? There's a reason why 83% of our active are in our community every month, right? There's a reason why when I do a Facebook Live, my customers get on and sell for me. And I'm gonna show you guys how to do all of this, okay? There's a reason why I went from zero and broke and not affording groceries and missing car payments 3 years ago to now an eight-figure business. And here's why. Culture. Write this down. Culture. You hear Russell say it all the time. Culture, right? And I'm going to kind of turn it on your head for you today because a lot of us think, oh, like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'll just do a couple things. And we kind of overlook this, right? How many of you guys would honestly admit that you've overlooked the culture and community part of your business? Be honest. Because it's more about just the things that you put in line. It's more about just you. You don't create the culture in your business. Every single one of your customers do. Every single person that you choose to put on your team creates that culture for you. Every support person that you have. Every person that's in contact with every single one of your customers. Every affiliate that you have. That's why everyone can't affiliate us, right? Because we know that every single face that represents Lady Boss has to represent our culture. They have to represent the things that we believe in. So right now, I'm going to show you phase one. This is how you attract your culture. I'm going to show you the identity shift, but this is the first piece. Because without this, we can't take them through the identity shift process, okay? So write this down. Attract your culture. This is the foundation of your community. The foundation. If there's one thing that you get from this, please do this next piece. Because you have to divide. You have to divide your customers up front, okay, from the crowd. You have to handpick who they're going to be. I see too many people nowadays that are trying to get everyone. Like, I want every woman that of all different places, and it's so not true. You have to divide your community up front, or else they will divide themselves inside of your business. They will divide themselves inside of your groups, inside of your community. So you have to hand select. This is like getting to pick the dodgeball team in elementary school. You guys remember? It's like you had your friends and then you're like, but I really want that person on my team because I don't want them hitting me in the face with the dodgeball. That's exactly what this is like. So I want to have you make a T-chart real quick. Everybody make a T-chart on your paper. And today you're going to draw a line in the sand of who you want and who you don't want. This is your club, okay? You get to pick the people and you don't have to feel bad about it, okay? Because when you do this, when you pick who you want and who you don't want, do you know what happens? It allows you to be the real you. I see so many people nowadays with the big communities and customers, and it's like they're afraid of their customers and they're afraid to talk to their customers, and everyone's fighting and things are divided and they can't even choose a side because they don't want either side of their customers to be wrong inside of their community. And so when you do this, this allows you to have a group, a culture, a community, customers that you love, that love you, that think like you, that want to be you. But unless you divide them, you're going to have everyone. You're not just going to have the yous, right? You're going to feel trapped. And you're going to feel like you have to hide from your group. So here's an example of mine. Because if you don't divide every one of these people on the outside, if you don't choose in your ads, the messaging you use, what you wear, how you act, your energy, everything about you, it'll kill your culture in your business. Because they'll start choosing sides inside of your group. They'll argue about these things. They'll fight each other. And so these are the people, this is how you attract the right people, right? What's really cool about this too is it allows me to be me. So I don't ever have to apologize or say like I'm hiding under a rock or feel afraid. I can go in my group and I can pray for people. I can go on a live in my community and pray for people. And I feel comfortable doing that because that's the culture and the community that I've created. Because I can be me. And so you guys need to do this. First off, right? All right, now let's take them through the identity shift. Are you guys ready for it? Here's phase two. Phase two is the actual identity shift, okay? So this is the part where now that you've attracted the right person, we have to step them out of their old identity and we have to step them into their new identity, right? Like that's what Lady Boss is. We give them that confident alter ego to step into, but first you have to create what you want that identity to be. So right now, I just want you to write down a couple of things. I want you to write down, it can't be the me show. I made this mistake in the beginning. Our brand used to be me, as Kaylin. But all of our customers, like they can't identify with being me. They see me as the guru, right? They see you as the guru. They can't relate to you. They're like, I'll never be like her, right? So know that it can't be the you show. You have to come up with a name. You have to come up with a I am a statement. Like, I am a lady boss. It's an identity we can move them into, right? So you need to come up with this first thing. Come up with a word or two words where it's like, I am a lady boss. I am a funnel hacker. I am a fill in the blank with yours here. Because this is going to help them have that shift when they come into your business. And next, we're going to create the manifesto. So why this is really important is now that you've given them a name, now that you've said, like, you're not Kaylin, you're not, you know, overweight Kaylin anymore, that's 65 pounds overweight, like, you're now confident, you're a lady boss, this is who you are. We're starting to step them in, we're starting to transition them through that identity shift, okay? The second piece of this is the manifesto. Spend time really thinking about who you want and thinking about who you want them to become. So with the manifesto, literally all I did, my husband hit record on his phone and he was like, what does it mean to be a lady boss? And I went on for like 25 minutes, probably all in one breath of air. And then we took that and had that the good parts transcribed into what is our manifesto. And this is what women read over themselves. When they first join our community, when they first become a customer of Lady Boss, they print this out, they put it on their mirror, they hang it everywhere. We have shirts with our manifesto on it because it reminds them, like, I'm not that old self anymore that gives up. I'm not that woman that complains anymore. I don't naysay. Like, I spread sparkle, right? I take action. I'm no BS. I will get it done. I will do whatever it takes. And so you have to create a manifesto because without that, you're trying to move them into an identity, but you haven't told them what that identity is. And so spend some time developing a manifesto for your community, your group, because this is like the lifeblood of your group. They will become what is written on the sheet of paper. So it's really important you don't just throw it together or take mine. Like, that's not your customer, right? Sit down and write, who are you? What was the transition you made? What were the big aha moments? What did you need to know? And then you can do some other cool stuff. Like what we do is we do all kinds of phone screensavers. We put it everywhere. We give them desktop savers. We make shirts with this on it. Because every time they open their phone now, it reminds them that they're a lady boss. These are the things that I do as a lady boss. This is who I am now. And as you're taking them through this identity shift, do you see how like they're starting to connect to me? Because after I'm moving them out of their old self, as I'm moving them into lady boss, what's happening? They become connected to me, right? Like their new identity is connected to me, which is a good thing, but only if the first, like the first slide I showed you, only if you're willing to commit to help that person. Because now that you're putting and injecting yourself into their life, you have to commit just as much as they do. So the next thing, now's when you're gonna step them into it. And so we developed something really cool that's called the personal power statement, all right? And this is a blank statement I'm gonna show you here. This is a blank, fill in the blank statement. So using your manifesto, you will create a personal power statement that your customers will read to themselves every single day. They will fill in their struggles. They will fill in, you know, their why. They'll fill in their goal. And so when they read this statement to themselves, when they're saying, I am a lady boss and I never give up and I'm gonna get this done because I wanna be around for my children. Here's one filled in. Can you guys see how powerful this is when your customers reading them this over themselves every day? When your clients are reading this to themselves? And you're not only shifting their mindset about them, but you're shifting their mindset about them into your identity that you're giving them. So it's like you've created the framework of who they are becoming. And I just want you to know, like, be very careful with these words. Because if you start telling people, like, I don't listen to anybody and I do my own thing and I'm gonna take over the world, like, what's gonna happen inside of your community? Right? So just know, like, these words are very powerful and choose them wisely. The next thing you're gonna do is give them their cape. So now that you're creating little superheroes, right? You're gonna give them a cape. And what this does is now not only have you given them the statement that they're gonna read over themselves, you've given them a new identity. Can you guys think about your customers right now that you have or potentially that you want to have? Think about like what the things they struggle with most and what you struggled with most. And how can you take those and turn them on their head to turn them into those statements, right? To turn it into the manifesto, to come up with the things that they need to say over themselves, to come up with the things that you know that they are gonna feel self-conscious in those areas, or they're gonna like have pitfalls. You can see them coming. So now that we've done all of that, we're gonna give them a cape. Do you guys like superheroes? Yeah, awesome, me too. So this is where we have Lady Boss swag, right? And a lot of people think like, oh yeah, it's cool. You guys have apparel line, like clothing, all this stuff. And I'm like, no, it's not clothing. It's a cape. It's a cape. Are you guys seeing where I'm going with this? Because every superhero has a cape. And when they put it on, they become different, right? They all have these really cool outfits. And Superman like goes in the telephone booth and like comes out and he's Superman, right? Like, is it Superman or is it the cape? You're not really sure, right? Your community will be the same way. And so now that you're stepping them into this new identity, when you give them the cape, it reminds them every single day of how empowered they are to do what they need to do. It reminds them of what you've done for them. It reminds them of their journey and where they're at and that they can keep moving forward. And you can just see like these women, these are never women, these are women who had never taken pictures of themselves before. Like, women that were terrified to take pictures, and look at them now. They're like doing photo shoots in their swag, right? Like, it's their cape. Because each time that they put it on, and why this is important, is that they're proclaiming their identity in you. They're proclaiming every time they put it on, I'm a lady boss. This is who I am. It's like saying I'm American or saying I'm a U of L fan, right? Now it's part of their identity. It's who they are. And it'll help them do the impossible. And what I mean by that is, this is a picture of Swag that was actually posted in our community, and she was having to learn how to walk again. And so she said that her husband brought her this shirt every single day that says, nevertheless, she persisted every day to wear it because it motivated her to get up and try to walk again. And so with your identity shift, what are the tools that you can give them? Write this question down. What are the tools I can give them? Because even though our businesses are different, they're not. It doesn't matter if you have 5 people or 500 people, because it starts with you and that group. And then the reason why Lady Boss has grown so big, it's not because of the name. Like, I see all these like bosses everywhere now. But it's not because of the name, right? It's the identity. It's how they feel. It's the culture. It's the community. And what happens is they become a new person. They become a new person. But guess who they're connected to now? You, right? And so it doesn't matter if you have 500, if you have 5 million, if you have 5. And it's never too late to implement this. We were 2 years into our business before we implemented this. But what's amazing is they just continue to take that step forward with you. And the more that you can give them this identity as a lady boss, the more that you can give them this identity of your I am statement, the closer they become to you, the more ingrained they become to you, the more they're stepping into this identity, this coat that you've put on them, and they're walking in it. They're walking in it. And it can't be separated. Because once you've bonded something to a person in their identity of who they are, it's like, it's there forever. And so if you want the key to how to make your customers buy from you over and over and over again, this is it. Because it's not because they buy, because it's like, oh my gosh, we can't wait for the next product, right? They buy because they're a lady boss and they know that they have to take the next step with me. They know that they need the next thing to go to the next level. They buy the clothes because it's part of who they are, because they're proud to rep that name, because it makes them feel good about themselves. And so you constantly have to think and write down and list out, what are the tools that I can give them? Where are they lacking that I can help build them up? What are the things that are gonna make them feel motivated, inspired to do what they need to do to get results? Because that's the thing, right? If they're motivated and inspired to get the results, you get those results, right? And so the identity shift, it is the key. It's the key to getting your customers to buy from you over and over again. And there's a couple things I want you to remember. So write these down if you take anything away from this. 1, care about your customer. You guys got that? Say, care about your customer. Say it like you like them, guys. Care about your customer. The second thing is create your T-chart. All right? Who do you want and who do you not want? This is very important. You want to have many yous, right? You don't want to have people that give you headaches or make you feel like you're in battle all the time with your customers. You guys want to be one team, one unit. The third thing, create the I am statement and create your manifesto. And this should take you some time. Really think it out. And don't just grab what someone else is doing. Really think, like, who am I? What do I want? What are the customers I want? What do I believe? And use all of that to create your I am statement and to create your manifesto. The last thing you're gonna do is create your power statement and then give them a cape. And so every time a new customer comes in, guess what happens? Every fulfillment email, right? Every fulfillment email is like, you're a lady boss now. Forget all the stuff you used to do and your bad habits and the obstacles you had. Like, you're a lady boss now and this is how you deal with it. You take action, you never give up, you don't complain, you take no BS, you spread sparkle, you're unstoppable, you're a lady boss. And so every single customer that comes in with us, we give this the new identity, we give them this identity shift, and then they're able to say, you know what, I'm a new person. And then every day we help them take that next step into being a lady boss, that next step into being more confident, that next step into their weight loss journey. So can you guys see how this will fit with your business? And if you said, and if you can't, you just need to think a little harder, get a little more creative. So there's a phase three that I can't get to today. And I know the guys here have been really nice to allow me to give you the slide deck and stuff. So they'll have that for you. But this is the phase three. This is the missing piece that I didn't have time to go through today, of basically how that now you have all this community. Now you have all this culture going on. Like, how does it not drive you crazy when you have 40,000 people, customers in a Facebook group, right? How do you get people to actually engage and have fun and want to be in your community? Because it's much different having people in a community and 50% of them being engaged on a daily basis is a totally different thing, right? So it's going to tell you how to do that. And then also how to have 24/7 free customer support inside of your group. That sounds cool, right? So this is all about phase three that I couldn't get to today. But I want to leave you with something. And yes, I copyrighted this. You heard it here first. But in all seriousness, if there's anything that you take away from the next couple of days, just do what Russell says. And I know it's like a funny saying now, but it's like, I'm really serious. He's giving you the opportunity. He's gone before you and paved a path. He's literally like made the road for you. Parted the sea, all you have to do is walk through it. But some of you guys are trying to like walk into the sides of water, right? Some of you guys are trying to like go off the beaten path. You're trying to reinvent the wheel, but he's already done it. All you have to do is follow the system. All you have to do is do what Russell says. People come up and ask us all the time, how did you do it? How did you go from zero to, you know, 8-figure business now? I'm like, legit, all we did was do what Russell says. So if there's one thing from this weekend, just remember that. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to recreate things. Don't try to deviate the path. Take what the tools that Russell has given you and what he's telling you and just follow the system. Walk behind his footsteps and you'll get there. And just know it's possible. It's possible. I was in your chair all the way back there in the back, right over there in San Diego. And now here. But you have to believe it's possible for you first. You have to take that identity as a funnel hacker and you have to say, you know what? I'm just going to do what Russell says. I'm going to implement. I'm going to follow the system. I'm going to commit. Are you guys down for that? All right. I'm going to say IMA. You guys are going to say funnel hacker, and this is how I'm going to leave the stage, and we're going to do it three times. You guys ready? IMA. 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 Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.